Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
We are Spanish Aquí Presents. We've got Raisa, we've got Oscar, and Carlos is shooting the reboot of Alf. That's right.
I feel like you said that before.
I think you said Alf before, too.
You definitely said Alf before.
No, you should have said Teddy Rupskin. What was his name? Rupskin?
Teddy Rupskin.
That guy.
I wanted a Teddy Rupskin so badly when I was
Wait, what are you saying, Tony? What are you saying? What's his name?
Teddy Rupskin?
Rupskin, right? Is it Teddy Rupskin? How do you say it? Teddy Rupskin.
Teddy Rupskin. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Rupskin.
I'm sorry, this just in. It is the live action remake of the Aristocats that Carlos is in, yeah.
I wonder which gato Carlitos is playing.
Well, I don't know, maybe, yeah. Probably one with a mustache.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like
oh,
a tuxedo cat with a little
yep.
stash. Dale well, pues, okay. So glad we let everybody know about Carlos's new reboot.
That's what people come here for. That's we're what, like yeah. Carlos's deadline is what this podcast is. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. How are you boys? What's new?
Oh, you know what is new. Nothing.
No.
You said that, and then you just stared off into space.
I mean, you know, I had to disassociate for a second. I don't know. What a loaded question. It's these mm-hmm. questions that it's like, how are you? And it's
how
like, well, how do I answer? There could be like a billion. Do you want me to just casually say fine? Or do you want me to be like, well, actually, and then a rundown of your emotions? But that could be also very intimidating and alienating. And also like, what are you up to? Well, do you want me to be honest? Or do you want me to say like the sort of blanket nothing? Mm. So these are the kind of things that are going on in my head while the word nothing just came out of my mouth.
And can we talk about career? Do we not talk about career? Are we off the clock? Are we on the clock? It's okay to talk about career if you haven't seen someone in a while. But some people don't want to hear it because they're not doing well. We're all figuring it out and losing our minds all over again.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have something. I'm like, I have something. You guys, I saw Tony at my party. I had a pool party.
Yes, it was so much fun.
Tell us about your party, Rye.
So I love to do pool parties. I've had like 4 since I've been in LA the past few years. And I waited. My birthday obviously is May 13th. Everybody make sure you mark your calendars for next year so you can all send me gifts ahead of time. No. But I did it June 5th and it was Bad Bunny themed. Surprise.
Oh, I didn't notice.
I had a lot of Bad Bunny swag. I did a very ridiculous step and repeat. That was me and Benito tanning with our butts out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it was so fun. I was just the whole time I was like just smiling. And I have like a really really little smile. Like my mouth is little. I've told you guys about this in real life. Like how my teeth are big, but like my mouth is small. So I have like a really little mouth. And big teeth. So when I smile, I feel like it looks like, right? You know, it looks like that. That's as far as I can go. The listeners can't see it, but whatever.
Okay.
What commercial class did you take that got this into your head?
me looking at myself every single day. My point is that I was like smiling so hard that like the whole day that I, like the next morning, like I feel like my like jaw hurt me because I was so happy of just seeing like so many people and like being able to touch them and hug them and kiss them and like dance and whatever. So
it was so much fun. I must say, Raisa, I think it's the third birthday party I've been to of yours at least. I loved seeing you at your own birthday party. You are like, you're so much, you're more in your element than in my eyes, more than in anywhere else. You're just thriving. And so many people come out to show you their love. Face should hurt from smiling, I say.
You know, usually it's an event. I couldn't make it this year, but I was there 2 years ago, I want to say. And it really felt like a party because you rented a house, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And it just felt very, you know what it felt like? It felt very Boogie Nights.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Felt
yeah,
very
yes.
Boogie that's, Nights.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I feel like that's the vibe that you, from the pictures that I saw.
And yeah. You're roller
girl. You continued that vibe for this year's. Yeah. And everyone's just having a great time, you know? It's all about yeah. the pachanga.
It was very fun. Vibes. I had family, friends, the boyfriend and the fam, and it was Jordan was there.
Jordan had fun. And,
yeah. Jordan brought me some Bad Bunny stickers. Thank you, Jordan. I already put them on my stuff.
You had Cheetos amazing. Bags oh, with yes. special packaging that said yes. Bad Bunny to my favorite Juanita.
Yes, I Raisa. Did. I did. And actually, you know what? Now that you say that, I should give them a shout out because I got them done on Etsy. But I want to give them a shout out. And I believe, let me see. Yes. Okay. I will like maybe try to tag them on this episode because a lot of people were asking me. But it was on Etsy and they're called the Color Pop or something that like that. Crap, I got to find it. I don't have it here. But it's fine. I'll post it. It was really cool. Also, like the step and repeat is from a small company. Like, so, you know, I definitely, and I want to give a huge, huge fucking shout out to Danny Navarro from Cochinito and Tropical. Yes. He provided the pastelitos, the bocaditos, all the food, so lechon, arroz, yuca, maduros, so and like, good. As oh per usual, God. Best Cuban food in LA.
Truly.
And like, just like, I feel like all of California in general. So shout out to them. Danny's always the best and supporting and like
friend of the pod, a guest on the podcast.
Yeah, fellow Cubanito. But mm-hmm. if you're in LA and you ever want to eat some fucking bomb Cuban food, go to El Cochinito or Cafe Tropical too. Is during the day you get some nice little cafecitos.
Yes,
thank you for reminding me about promoting these people because they're all small businesses and I definitely try to do that and support them.
What was the DJ situation your party?
So I had a playlist, but here's the thing. So I just got Apple Watch and you can I was scared. Oh. I know that I can go in the water and get it wet, but I'm like OCD and scared of that still. So I gave my watch first to Amanda for the beginning of the party and my phone. And I told her she was my social media manager. So she had to post and repost and whatever. And then when she left, because that bitch bought a ticket to go to Miami in the middle of my party that night.
Okay, wow.
Apples and
trees, Raisa.
I mean, I know she's literally she's like my twin family. Daughter. Yeah. I know, I get it. And then I gave my watch to Pat, Alejandro's mom, because I was like, Pat, I'm too drunk like to watch my watch. Aww. So I pretty much then gave my phone to Shakira had it, Mimi had it, Laura, like everybody. They were just putting on booty music and City Girls and Bad Bunny. It was great. It was great. A lot of dancing, a lot of drinking, a lot of touching. Crap.
Well, you know, this music thing is bringing me to my pica for today, which is I have a fun little hypothetical pica.
Okay.
I was wondering, you know, because what we do, we're comedy people. We work in the comedy industry, but what if? I'm proposing a what if. What if we decided to change career paths into the music industry? What kind of recording artist would we be? First of all, I'm going to ask y'all a question. Number one, do you guys sing? Number two, have you sung publicly before? Three, what kind of music do you like to sing?
Raisa?
Okay, wait. Number one, do I sing? Absolutely not.
Okay.
That's like one
Thank
of
you for being honest. Okay.
Yeah. That's one of the things I always wished I had when I was little. Me and my best friend Vicky used to think we could sing.
Vicky de la Torre.
Vicky de la Torre. Todo mundo la conoce.
Friend
okay?
of the pod.
Friend of the pod.
Biggie. Vix. But yeah, no, I have a terrible voice.
In the shower? You've never sing in the shower?
Oh, yeah. I sing in the car and in the shower. Pero déjame decirte que la gente que están conmigo, when I try to sing and if it gets a little loud, they tell me, please, take it down. Take it down more than a notch.
Do you do karaoke? And what kind? No, not at all.
I only do one song at karaoke, and that's Juvenile. Back That Ass Up.
Okay,
girl, you look good when you back. Okay, I can't sing it because, you know, so you got to come.
It sounded like you could rap it. Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What was the second question? So can you sing?
Have you done it in public? And so the answer was no to that. And then third, what kind of music do you like to sing?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I've done it in public, though, like in like, what do you call this? In karaoke. And I have done it, like I did it once in a talent show, but it was more a parody of Shakira. And I sang, okay. But it was a parody. It was on purpose, like to be bad. So like mm-hmm. I like was doing like her high notes and I, you know, like, but very bad. So that doesn't count. But still it was in public and I was dying inside in high school doing it like a clown. And the third one was what question?
What kind of music would you sing?
What kind of music? Okay, I don't know because since I don't sing, I don't know. But I feel like as much as I love certain types of music that I'd be like, oh, yeah, for sure. I feel like I would 100% be like an Olivia Rodrigo just singing sad breakup songs, like a Taylor Swift, but Latina, like not folksy Taylor, but mm-hmm. just like sad girl. And like, I think that would be my vibe. And like, I just want people to cry and like listen to my music. Be like during a breakup and after and everything. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Very interesting.
I see that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like a Latina Adele.
Yeah.
Or no more like Taylor. Well, Adele is like belts, right?
But yeah, there's like I'm like,
Taylor's like in the corner of a coffee shop with a guitar.
Yeah. And I like the lyrics on Taylor and Olivia. Like, you know, it's like what they said, like Taylor walked so Olivia could run or whatever people are like. I hate when they compare people, but like, I think it's a good comparison where it's like, you know, people love to make fun of women singing songs about breakups or whatever it is. But I think that's very vulnerable when people do that, especially
the gays love. I'm just gotta say, the gays love it.
The gays love heartbreak.
Any breakup anthem.
I love it. But like, don't you love like if you're like, you know, again, like you're going through a breakup or whatever, and like there's just like a song that like they say some shit, and you're like, yeah, this is what I said to him. Yeah, this mm-hmm. is what I've been telling or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I was feeling, like whatever that is, and I'm like, I don't know. I think it just makes me like feel some type of way, so I would pick that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are my answers.
I feel that way. only with Ani DiFranco songs, to be honest with you.
Okay. All right.
That's someone that I'm like, oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. Breakup is real. I feel that. But anyway, it's interesting that you say that, Ryza, because in the hypothetical that I'm going to give you, like, okay. I see you very much as like a hip hop, like faux rapper, but can sing artist. You know, mm-hmm. there's an artist right now. Her name is Anitta. And she's uh-huh. Brazilian. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know her. Okay, so she's like very much Ryza's mm-hmm. vibe. 1,000%. I saw her video of Girl from Rio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I was actually watching it with Shakira. And I was like, yo, this is Ryza to a T. And Shakira was like, oh my God, yes. And then I saw Me Gusta, a song that she did with Cardi B. And I was like, this is like, if Ryza had the budget, she would make this music video and like release it on her next birthday party. Like do a screening of this music video. It is like, it's got the beach vibes. It's got the body vibes. It's got the attitude vibes. It's got the fashion vibes. I mean, Anitta is Ryza.
I'll take that.
Decided to do music.
I'll take that. I think she's pretty tight. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool female, like we talked about before, like reggaetoneras, like mm-hmm. and like rappers, and it's so like fucking. I mean, I worked in the reggaeton, urban music, back in the day in Miami, and like. Mm-hmm. There was no women. There was Evie. Yeah. And so like seeing all these other like jefas like just fucking like kill it. And I'm just like, yeah, bitches, like fucking yes. Like I love it. I'm here for it big time. I want another Los Doce, the 12 Disciples. They had done a song. I don't even know if you remember that one. It was like 12 Reggaetoneros. And it was a whole song with 12. It was really good.
I'm like, wait, really? Wait, what year was this?
God, I don't know. This was like over 10 years ago.
Okay, we gotta find
I'll
it.
I'll find it.
We gotta find it.
Yeah. Okay. What about you?
Tony, what about you?
Tony?
Me.
Tony sings. We all know Tony sings.
I know you'll sing.
In public, most famously doing the Get the Pica theme song. That's like that's at the top of my singing resume.
Uh-huh,
yeah. Not one person is asked what happened to those. Not one. Unless
because they're waiting for the EP. They're waiting for the Spanish mm-hmm. Lucky Presents EP. That's going to be released with
so
all
patient.
The Tony Get the
Everyone's
Pisa.
So patient.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But you've also sung professionally as well. Like you mm-hmm. are the singer of the group, I would say.
I guess, but Carlos disagrees with that.
Oh my God.
He has. It's on the record. It's on our podcast record. Too bad he's not here. She's shooting the reboot of I Don't Remember What.
I love that you said she for him as well. I love it. I'm dead. Oh, because you got it. So bitchy that te le salió, coño. I love it. Oh, my God.
But you know what? Today, you are the singer of the group.
Okay, you are.
For today.
Sure, you sure, the sure. Singer.
You've sung professionally. You yeah. do it a lot in your comedy. You incorporate music in your comedy a lot. Mm-hmm. What would a Tony Rodriguez album sound like?
I would like to say that it would be sort of like Rocky inspired. In my mind, like, no, not Rocky, this the movie. Like Rock, Hedwig and the Angry Inch.
Oh,
oh I was like,
Eye of the Tiger.
That's what I was thinking of.
No, not like... the boxing movie. Like a Rock.
You said Rocky, Jason. Tony. We are not crazy.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're not.
You literally said the word Rocky.
Not crazy at all. No, but
I was like, Rocky Pictures? I was like, there could have been something too, with Tony. Because like, those two, that's true. That's Tony's true. That way too, you know? It could be a little theater musical, you know?
Yeah, well, I this morning, I was washing the dishes, and I found myself rewriting lyrics to one of the songs in Bo Burnham's special, which I absolutely...
Inside?
Inside. Uh-huh. The songs are so good, and I was just like, oh, my God. I would love in my dream world to be like, Freddie Mercury or a David Bowie, but
you've
in my
done
heart,
Freddie Mercury for a costume, haven't you?
Yeah.
I remember you crushed it. I remember that picture. You like look like you did like such a good costume. It was so legit.
I don't think I can do that anymore because I forget where he's from actually, or where he was from.
Oh,
but okay. Anyway. My point is, I feel like I always fall into like comedy, musical comedy, which is so much fun to me because you can do any genre in that. Yeah. You can go anywhere. You can go operatic. You can go rock. You can do anything, which I think, I guess the genre when we did like what movie, if you could only do one genre, I guess I'm slipping back into that. Parody, you can do anything.
Yeah. Man. I think that's so hard. Like musical, like I am the opposite target audience for Bo Burnham. Like, honestly, like, I'm the kind of person that, like, for example, I love Grey's Anatomy. They had a musical episode one year and it fucking, like, what? It was just like, I don't want to see them sing, like, and dance. This is a fucking doctor show. What the fuck is wrong with you? I want to know who is fucking who.
Every
and
popular
who is
pissed show
who.
Had a musical episode.
And who's going to die? Yeah. I'm like, even like Riverdale, I think, had one. Like, all these shows that I like. And I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I will fast forward the music just I will watch an episode fast forward the music just so I can continue the plot line for the next time I watch the show.
Raisa, I'm with you. Unless it's Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Yeah, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
The musical episode. I'm always like they rarely hire like the Broadway writers and performers and singers. It always it's always like we'll
Crazy
do the best
X
we can.
Different. Crazy X is like such a, that it's like, that show had to have that. That's like what, like, for me at least, like, I was like, oh yeah, this is like the only, and that, and like, even like Glee sometimes, I will say I would watch some of it, but I still, like, when I like binged the rest of it, I already had Netflix, and then like, fast forward, I fast forward.
Wow.
Hey,
I would love to work with Ryan Murphy in any capacity.
Why not Glee? Is it bad? Is there,
I guess when I like Google a song and the first version that comes up is the Glee cover of a famous song, I can't with that. I just can't. I won't stand for
it. We're going to unpack this later off the pod because you're very passionate. Okay, Oscar, passionate. Oscar, what about you? Tony's about to fight.
Hold on. We ain't done with Tony yet hypothetically speaking, what do you think? What kind of career would Tony have? I do see you live in the sort of comedy. I could see you do like a themed album. You know what I mean? Like a concept album. Parody 100%. Yes, that's exactly the genre that you would live in for sure. But definitely like a fun little concept theme.
What is concept? To me, actually, Bo Burnham's special is concept. I mean,
because it's about being in quarantine, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. But I feel like your concepts would be like pleather.
Okay.
Guys, I have an album here. stick with me. Here's my elevator pitch.
Pleather.
There it is, there.
I'm buying it. I'm watching.
And that's the first single.
What's it all about? It's about just you making noise with your legs rubbing against each other with a pleather.
Literally, those are the lyrics, and but just put an EDM backing track, and that's your first hit single.
Thank you, Oscar. Yeah. You know. 10%.
Yeah, I was 100% gonna be like, oh, like Tony's like I can see him like just being a singer that like re-records like Broadway musicals himself in his own version and like adds whatever. Like he adds a little Celia in it and like he's like or like a little, you know, there's a little Juanita and Soma. You know what I mean? Like there's it's more like that kind of style. I don't know. That's how I picture you. Like
Lil Juanita, that could be my like
Lil Juanita
performer alter ego.
Your stage name.
That's, you know what it is? That's Barbafella's first album.
Okay.
Oh, nobody wants to hear that. Okay. You know what?
I would.
But I am a recording artist. I am Barbafella.
Okay. Okay.
See, there you go.
There you go. I won't pay for it, but I'll listen to it.
She's never been paid. Well, you can just, she just puts it on her Instagram. She hasn't figured out how to monetize a thing.
She's still figuring out Napster. Okay. Okay. All right, Oscar, you're not getting out of this because you're not. Be slick and be done real quick at the end. Pero no, tú no sabes que ahora.
It's time for a cafecito break.
No, I don't think so. Cafecito's been canceled today.
Uno.
What?
Uno.
What did it say? What did it say on Twitter?
They said we want Oscar to answer his own questions.
Okay.
So and then they said she's not getting away with it. And they were real bitchy about it.
They were real bit. The bitch came out. Okay, Oscar, one, do you sing?
No.
Okay.
No, I do not sing at all. I can't. I wish I could. You know what? It's like, to me, watching people sing, I'm obsessed with singers. I watch all of the singing reality shows, except for American Idol.
You do.
The Voice. I'm obsessed with The Voice. Just to meet the Masked Singer, well, I mean, those people can't sing either. But to me, singing is a superpower. Like, I just don't know how to do it.
It's so hot.
So when I watch people sing, it's like, oh, my God. Like, that's just something that I wish I could do so bad. And I just cannot do it. I can't do it.
It's so funny you say it because, like, I agree, too. And, like, I also think, like, there's some singers, like, artists that I'm like, whatever. Like, not in a bad way, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I would never, like, think this person is, like, cute or whatever. And then they go on stage and they're singing and it's like, oh, you're so hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Do you 100%. Guys get, because I feel like I've talked to other people and they have, it's kind of like, I think, like, for me, like, I think about it, like, with, like, improv people, where you're like, I would never date this person. But then they go on stage and they're so funny. You're like, whatever, like, or, you know, like just somebody performing something like really well.
Well, it's like having a skill that, like, for me, it's I'm so attracted to singers because I don't know how to do it. And it's just like, how do you get your voice to sound
it's
like
so
that?
Crazy.
It's truly I'm speaking for real singers. It's, I'm not a real singer. I'm saying what I admire about real singers. It's like just, it's truly a gift. And I think that's what a lot of us are responding to. It's like truly just a God-given, you have it or you don't. Yes. And the singer, like the real, real singers are just a gift from God above, whatever her name is.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I think the coolest thing about singer, my favorite type of singers are people who don't have that like performer, like sort of charisma, you know what I mean? Mm. That are like kind of shy. And then like the Susan Boyles. I'm a sucker for the Susan Boyles. You know what I mean? I want to see a fucking Latinx Susan Boyle. Bring it the fuck down. Yeah. It's not me because I cannot stress to you. I cannot. I wish I could. I really wish I could. But I cannot. I think I'm clinically tone deaf. I just cannot.
Hold it up. You have performed in public. Mm-hmm. You have sung for CBS, Honey Bunny. You had a solo
on national television
in the Crosswalk really musical of The Lion King.
And you know what? It sounded terrible. And
I can see what's happening. I don't remember
what
he said.
Wait. We need to make sure we get the other question because then he thinks he's slick. He talks about other things and he doesn't answer.
Oh, you're right, Raisa. The Cubans are running it now.
Okay, question number two. What was it?
Have you sung in public?
In public? Yes.
I have sung in public.
Okay. And then question number three was, what do you think would be the type of music you would do if you could sing?
Oh, okay. Yeah. So like, this is something I think about every single day of my life because I fantasize about being a singer.
Okay.
It's like an impossible dream that I have. Listen, I know what my strengths are, and it's not singing. In my wildest dreams, I mean, I wish I could sing like freaking John Legend. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I could just like be a, like have like the smoothest, most delicious tone. Like, again, John Legend is another example of like seemingly humble personality, but then when he sings, it's just like, what the, like that? But I recognize my strengths, and I know that if I were to release an album, the kind of singer I would be is like, I think more of a vibey singer, you know what I mean? Like like a Cuco, you know what I mean? Like that's probably, even though Cuco like can actually fucking sing and is great, like I feel like that's where I someone who's sort of like chill but just heavy.
Oh, I love that you said this because I'm going to tell you what I also thought, which kind of hits what you're saying.
Yeah.
Which I do feel like, okay, like we do talk about like these artists because we both very much know them and like enjoy them. Oh,
I know what you're going to say.
Chaz from Todo y Moi. Yes,
Todo y Moi.
Twin Shadow vibes, like Gordon Twin Shadow. Like
Twin Shadow is someone that I'm like, again, like he's we've had him on the show.
Yeah.
He's a very shy guy. Like he's shy, really quiet. Wow. But then when he sings, he like becomes this.
Yeah.
Oh God, it's amazing.
I mean, yes.
What a compliment. Oh my gosh. I mean,
yeah.
Torre like Moi is like Moses. My musical hero. Oh my gosh. Moses Summit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. He was at a Twin Shadow show, the last one that I went to, and I was just like, oh my God, I'm like, cause I like, you know, I know George and from before and with his manager and stuff, but like when I saw Moses, I was like, oh my gosh, I love your music. It's so like sad and like again, I have a sad girl playlist. But it's just so like I just listen to it when I'm taking like a bubble bath or whatever. Just like I like heating up my foot with Epsom salt, like my knees after like a hard workout or something in the bathtub. Because I'm like, I need something que me tranquila. Because I'm always listening to like the tiki 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 reggaeton, Drake, whatever the fuck, you know. So it's like, but yeah, I love those vibes, and I definitely could see you like playing that I see you playing that like on TV or something too, like or like a character because I love
they got someone singing and I'm just lip syncing because that I can do. I can lip sync the house down.
Yeah,
as
you
they
can.
Say. But I really can't. I mean, I would love to get singing lessons, but I have tried and
Barbara Fellow's available. Barbara Fellow.
Maybe I'll learn from Barbara Fellow. Okay. We have to take a cafecito break, but before we go,
should we pitch really quick all together? Pick what Carlitos would be type of singer. Like, do you guys
you beat me to it? Yeah, I was.
Oh,
just
good.
Say that.
Oh, I love. Look, Tony, I love Saint. You. But me and Oscar are like boyfriend girlfriend right now, syncing, and me and you are like BFF sibling syncing lately. I don't know. I just have to say it.
We're all syncing.
It's been happening. Yeah. So I just have to throw it out there. But go ahead.
Okay, yeah. But what about Carlos? We all know that Carlos can sing. He's sung before. He's done it professionally.
For sure. I think he would for sure not have like a band that like other people like sing as well. Like he is like the person that is singing, and he is, it's his mic and he's in the middle and there's a spotlight. And I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it more like I just picture him like swiveling and dancing somehow the mic. Yeah. Like, I don't know if it's like this, like, I don't know, like that, like old school rock and roll. I don't know if that's what I'm picturing.
Riza, was I thinking? I'm telling you, Carlos would be on that Luis Miguel tip. I'm telling you.
Like with a mix
he would
of
have
like
his own
Chuck
show
Berry.
At Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
And like would sing ballads and some up-tempo beats. But his music would be for the moms.
Yeah. For the moms. The señoras, mira.
My God.
The señoras.
Para las señoras.
Las señoras y le están tirando las brasieres para que tú lo sepas. Okay.
Exactly.
La tanguita y the bro. And he'll like, he's the kind of like artist that would like pick it up and put it on his head and be funny and like finish a song like that. Like,
oh, but and they would love it. Oh my God.
How are you ladies doing tonight? You want to hear another song?
He would like do his voices. Oh, it would be a one man show.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
That's. But he would be like a singer for moms.
Yeah. Oh my God. And the transition in between, you know, like when artists get like really like real and deep and stuff, like
he's banter,
dad joke, banter, and then like with like the wink to the lady. you know, like to the mom.
100%.
He connects with all of them. I know it. I'm telling you, I've seen these
that's
singers.
It. And that's, you know what? You know what? That's the right answer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad we all agree on this.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
I thought I was going to get roasted, but at least we have backup for when Carlos hears this.
Well, we all know Carlos. Come on. And the listeners, though, Carlos, too.
Yes,
yes. He's dad jokes, and so the moms are into it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Carlos, I was a shady bee, but I love you.
Dale, pues.
So before we take our cafecito break, one more thing I do want to add. Why don't we leave with a recommendation for our listeners as to which artist you're obsessed with right now and you secretly want to sing like? Oh,
okay, I went first last time, so you guys have to go.
I'll start. Okay, listen, there's an artist called Serpent with Feet, and it's all one word, lowercase, Serpent with Feet. Mm-hmm. And the way they sing is, I want to steal that voice. I want to Ursula that voice so bad. It's absolutely perfect, and I want to sound like that. Serpent with Feet, everyone should listen to them. Incredible.
Okay. Tony?
If I'd had time to come up with a better answer, I would have. But this is fresh on my brain because I was so blown away by it. If I could Ursula, not just the singing style, but the singing writing and all of that ability, Bo Burnham knocked my socks off with, he's just...
Which one? What's your favorite song?
The one I was singing this morning while I was doing dishes was A White Woman's Instagram.
Everybody, yeah, that's the one. Okay, that's killing it.
It's so... But it's like, it's very funny, and then it's sad, and then weird, and then funny again. And it's, I admire the hell of it. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be promoting a cishet white man's work.
He did a good job. He did a great job.
I think it's also talks about like mental
health,
you know, illness and being, it's very well done.
And he did that by himself in his house. Yeah. Like the whole, you have to respect the fuck out of that. The edit, I'm like, we can obviously also talk about this later. I'm like, I have more info.
But I want to Ursula those skills.
Yes, yes, yes. I am going to drop an artist that I have liked. Okay, so my boyfriend introduced me to him, but it's only two songs that I really like from the guy. But he's part of a Kendrick Lamar's label or management team. I forget. I'm sorry. And a lot of people roast him sometimes, but I'm like, I love this song. His name is Zachariah, and he has a song called Don't Trip. But a lot of people I don't know. They posted how they were going to have a new song dropping. And people were like, I hope it's not Zachary. And I was like, he's so good. But also, I only listened to two of his songs. So maybe I don't know. But I don't know. I like him. He has such a good song. He looks like a sweet boy. So check out Zachariah, Don't Trip. And I don't know. Listen to the rest of the album and tell me if it's good.
So shout out to Zachariah, Bo Burnham, and Serpent with Feet.
Look at us. What did
and we're
going
to listen to all of those artists while we take a cafecito break.
Oh, they're not canceled.
No.
But I might be.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today. For generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ariana Maddox. You probably know me from TV, or maybe you read my best-selling book and tried one of my amazing cocktails, or maybe you saw me on Broadway. What I can say is following dreams is kind of my thing. But of all the things I'm lucky enough to get to do, the thing that I get asked about the most are my shoes. What's my secret? DSW. DSW is the best place to get all the shoes you need from brands you love. Trust me, I'm obsessed. In fact, I love DSW so much, I've teamed up with them to create a collection of shoes from must-have sandals to super cool sneakers that are guaranteed to get compliments. Because if I've learned anything, it's that if you've got big dreams to follow, you're going to need some really great shoes. Find the shoes of your dreams when you shop my new collection now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack, fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Slurp, slurp, slurp. I am so excited for our guest today, guys. We have an amazing, like, singer. She is, you know what? She don't need no intro. We're just going to say it right now. Ile in the house.
Yeah.
Hola, hola.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Estás en Puerto Rico ahorita?
Sí, estoy en Puerto Rico, en San Juan.
Juan, wow.
Oye, me encanta tu pelo verde ahora.
Sí, está verde ahora, ya nunca me lo había pintado, así que estoy así explorando con todos los colores.
Uy, ¿cuántos colores te has puesto desde el pandemia?
Empecé con violeta, okay. Naranja y verde. Lo que pasa es que entre medio de todos esos colores se mezclan otros y se crean colores nuevos, así que...
Ahí ¿y cuál es tu favorito?
Mi favorito es el verde.
Sí.
Digo, aparte de mi color natural que me encanta, pero sí, de los colores artificiales el verde ha sido mi favorito.
Pues te quiero comenzar preguntando, you have been singing for a very long time. You have been working in the music industry. You were part of Calle 13, which is one of my favorite groups. I remember just singing all the lyrics all the time so fast, and I felt so cool because I knew them, even when like my Spanish wasn't even that good sometimes. How did you get started in the music industry?
Well, in the music industry, I started with my brothers, with Calle 13. But with music, I started when I was a little girl. I always liked to sing, and there was a piano in my house, and I enjoyed the piano and started taking classes, and I studied in the Conservatory of Music here in Puerto Rico for 8 years. And then after that, that's when my brothers decided to start something that I didn't know what it was, but they invited me to be a part of. And then they wanted me to sing. So it was difficult for me because I had to choose to what I wanted to do, if I wanted to sing or if I wanted to keep studying piano. So it was a difficult decision, but the voice was something that I used to see it as a hobby when I was younger. So it was weird for me that they wanted me to sing because I was very focused on the piano by that time. But now I don't regret it at all. I mean, I do feel guilty that I abandoned the piano so abruptly, but at the same time, I feel that I express better through singing. And now I feel that I don't know how to play the piano anymore. So I have to start all over again from ground zero. But still, I still have it with me and I use it for composing. But at the same time, like singing for me, I feel more free singing. Mm-hmm. So that's how I started. Actually, like in the music industry, when my brothers started their group Calle 13.
Sí.
You went from one instrument to another. Empezaste con el piano y después la voz, que es otro instrumento. You know what I mean? So, like, what were some of your influences growing up? What kind of music did you listen to as a young child?
Well, I'm the little one from the house that we grew up in, and I remember listening to my mom's music, my dad's music, my sister's music, my brother's music. So I kind of absorbed all that musical library. And at the same time, I was listening to my own, you know, I loved the Disney soundtracks, you know, Little Mermaid and that. And I enjoyed all that. And then I listened to boy bands, NSYNC, you know, Britney. I was in that. But at the same time, when I woke up in the morning, there was Juan Luis Guerra, there was Rubén Blades, there was Ismael Rivera. And then my dad also listened to rock, like Queen and Led Zeppelin.
Wow.
So there was a mix of things. And also Silvio Rodriguez, Fito Páez. So, like, there was a lot going on in the house. So it was cool. It was cool. Like, it was very musical every time.
Yeah, yeah. Imagínate, you're saying this now, it makes so much sense with a group like Calle 13, because that, I mean, it was so groundbreaking, the type of music that you guys were doing. You know, like, I remember, like, just watching, like, René, like, rap, and then, like, your voice, and it's just like, whoa, like, this was so groundbreaking when it happened, because sí había reggaeton, sí había, like, rap, pero I feel like Calle 13 was just like a mix of like 19 different things. And I loved it. Yeah. It like, I, you know what I
and
mean?
And it felt alive. It was like very, very current, very now, you know?
See,
yeah. Yeah, that's why it's very crazy for us that we got a chance to meet all these people that we used to listen to so much in our house when we were cleaning or fighting or cooking, you know, like messing around in the house. And then suddenly, like, things got serious. Like, now we got a chance to meet these people and work together. And now they have become part of the family, you know. So it's amazing, you know. We never thought ever that... that was going to happen in our lives.
Yeah. Go ahead, Tony. I thought you had...
Oh, the Calle 13. I feel, aren't you like integral to where the name came from? Is this...
Yeah, Calle 13 is the name of the street that we grew up in. The house was in the 13th street. It was in the Calle 13. And yeah, that was an idea of René, my brother René. Like, he always... That was his name for like when he was studying art, and I remember he always liked to write like in his room, and his name was always Residente Calle 13, like since he was very young. So it was incredible. Still, I never thought because he studied in Georgia, and like he was very focused on what he was doing artistically. And then suddenly this shift, I never expected it, but it made sense to me. But I never thought that suddenly he wanted to do this project. So it was incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, you guys also, something that I think is really cool is, you know, you guys are very vocal about things happening in Puerto Rico, in the world for women, trans women. And you also had a song that you guys collabed with Bad Bunny called Afilando los Cuchillos, ¿verdad?
And that Afilando los Cuchillos.
Yeah. Okay, los Cuchillos, disculpa, sí. So I know that pretty much kind of like became like a like an anthem for the Puerto Rican people and like the protest movement. Can you speak a little bit on that? You know, ¿qué le inspiró? Like, how was like, because you guys just made this like quick. Like, it was like shit was going down and you guys did what artists did. You used your literal voices to help lift up your people. Mm-hmm. So how was that process?
Well, there was so much rage here in Puerto Rico. Like, it was crazy, and it's something new, relatively new for us, because we're not so used to protesting massively. Like, we have protests and there's always the same people fighting, you know, that it's good, but at the same time, we always want more people, and we know that more people could go to the protest, but there's a lot of fear of the government and a lot of fear of many things at the same time. So we just stay in our couches, and we don't have that impulse of fighting and going to the streets. But then this happened, and it was like we had to, like, suddenly, like, everyone was like, no, we have to go out there. And it was amazing. But at the same time, we were like, okay, like, what do we do, you know? So we started getting creatives, and it was incredible, like, to see what we always see, you know, music, a lot of music in the streets, but at the same time, like, some people like express themselves through the protests, and we find like new ways of protesting. So it was great. And we were so angry, like, every day passed by and everything was getting, you know, like fire inside. So, I mean, if that happened to a lot of people, like, it also happened to us as well. Like, we were very angry to everything that was happening in Puerto Rico. And like, my brother called me and he said that he was writing this song. And for me, it's like, great, like amazing. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, like we need it. We need to do this. Yeah. And then like he said to me that Bad Bunny wanted me to do the song. And I say, oh, he wanted it. You did.
Wow. Hold on. Hold on.
Wait.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, mira que... Yeah, yeah. Que yo super super fan de Calle 13 y Los Tres, pero y Bad Bunny también. So cuando escuché la canción, I was like, oh, my Benito and Calle 13, like with the, oh my, I can't, like this is everything I've wanted. Like, like, thank you. This was for me. No, it was for Puerto Rico, but it was also for me a little bit. No, but you're right. Like what you're saying, like, you know, and even, you know, your album Almadura is a statement to protecting the island and the culture of Puerto Rico, and, you know, especially for the women, right? Because there's a lot right now even still going on that we're continuing to have to like fight for women and trans women to not, you know, get literally killed and like beat up, you know? And you know, you're living there in Puerto Rico, you are a woman, and how has music and this world been collabing in your brain? Because imagínate, like, it's just such a wild time to make art. Like, we're in such a renaissance of it.
Totally. And that's crazy. Like, right now I'm working on my new album, and it has been so difficult for me to concentrate in something else, you know? Like, last year was crazy because of the pandemic, obviously, but also it was election year in Puerto Rico and in the States. So it was, like, a lot of pressure, and it was very difficult. Like, my mind... still is, but last year was completely crazy. So there's always things going on here. I do have like a hope that little by little we are more awakened and we are more aware of the critical situation that we're living in, because sometimes here you feel like, wow, people, like, a lot of shit is going on. Like, what are you going to do? Like, don't stay in your houses. Like, we have to do something. But now, I think people are more connected. And since that protest in 2019, I think, like, now we are very aware of what's going on. Like, we're observing a lot. And I think we're more connected. And that's important because, like, a few years ago, it wasn't like that. So that's good. But at the same time, like right now, what's happening to women around the world, and obviously here in Puerto Rico, is horrible. It's horrible to see not only the killings, you know, the murders, but also the subtleties, you know, the comments in social media, how everyone sees us. Like it's such a shame, you know, and you don't know how to manage it. And I know not all of us manage it correctly as women, but at the same time you say, fuck, like, how are we supposed to manage it? You know, we do get angry. We are still human beings and we're not perfect. And it's so sad and frustrating. The only thing that I'm trying to do now as a friend, and you know, I try to talk with my men friends, you know, and try to give them perspective, because there's a lot of social ignorance, you know. Not all of them do like wrong things because they know. I mean, some of them do, but some of them, you know, they don't know they are saying something that the interpretation can be offensive or anything. So that's why we need to like relearn, you know, like do a restructure of society. And and that's what I mean. I think it all starts little by little with people you have close to you. Like, try to put them in perspective. Like, we're like, to go to the bathroom, we feel like we need to go with someone. Something as easy as that, you know, going to the bathroom. Like, oh, can you go with me? Because I'm afraid someone is going to rape me, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I like, mean, it's crazy.
That shouldn't happen.
It's super crazy.
I
know. It's like, yo siempre le hablo con mis amigos. And like, I do, you know, we do comedy. So like, I the boys know, like sometimes before when the world was open, yo camino a mi carro como a las 1 a.m. después de un show. Yo camino sola. I think I'm a tough girl. Like, I'm like, I do CrossFit. I play basketball. I have a machete in my car. I'm fine. But it doesn't really matter, because
as tough as I am, as a, you know, like, I'm still like thinking, oh my God, somebody could literally just come and just kill me. Like some, like a man could literally just grab me behind and like, just like rape me right here. And it's so wild that like men really don't think about this. Like they don't.
Yeah.
Really,
they don't think about it. But if you give them perspective and you say, yeah. imagine
yes.
yourself like in that position.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For my maybe, I mean, my something. Yeah, exactly. Because like it, the idea is not to start a war, you know, is it yeah. like people need to acknowledge their mistakes if they do harassment, if they, I don't know, whatever they do, because things can be so small that you don't even notice. But you need to do a process of introspection with yourself. I don't know. And to wonder, like, have I been part of patriarchy? Have I? Have I done a misuse of my male privilege?
Yep.
And I'm so sure that almost 100% of men have, but not all of them have been conscious about it.
Of course.
But the important thing is to work it out. You know, that's the important thing. And the other thing that I wanted to say, like ending that, is that the governments and what's supposed to be the law, they don't protect us as women at all. And that is also something that we need to work out. And that is why in the streets, we need to see women and we need to see men and we need to see children supporting our movement as well.
Mm-hmm. Huge. Yes. That's so major. And I have to say, thank you so much for saying it in such a beautiful way, because, you know, even starting small and being like, I'm going to educate my circle around me. That's a huge political act, because what you're doing is you're making them aware of their inherent privilege, because a lot of males don't recognize their privilege. Like walking at night is a privilege that men have. Women do not have that. And then they become stronger allies because they can empathize with women's rights and then support from a privileged point of view. So what you're doing is the correct way of doing it. You know what I mean? And I think we can all do that, because I think with political movements, it could be very overwhelming sometimes. Sometimes you're like, I'm not doing enough. I'm doing too little. I'm not really getting out there. Everything is, I'm so scared of the world. But if you start in your circle, you can make big changes, because all you can do is educate and be like, this is my experience as someone who is affected by the culture and the government, because that's huge too, you know? And then we're able to re-educate people who don't even know that they are contributing to a patriarchal sexist society, you know? So like props to you so much for speaking on that. That's so beautiful. Thank you for speaking on that.
I agree. I'm like, I want to just jump on that, especially because it's like, very beautifully said. And look, listen, here we are, comedy podcast, and we're getting real. I love this. I love it.
I'm sorry.
No, I love it.
No, please.
I love it. Mira, yo también como mujer, like I really, that's why I'm like, I have to ask, because it's happening right now. And I'm seeing my Puerto Rico friends that live in Puerto Rico and not even live in Puerto Rico. Maybe they're here and they're pulled. And I'm just like, you know, just them sharing things helps me be aware as well as what's happening in other places that I'm not paying attention to, maybe, because I mean, to be real, mira, el mundo está, I mean, it's a hot mess still, and it's gonna be a hot mess for a while, but we're seeing changes. You're right, just like you said. But on another note, I know that you do have a new song coming out that is called No Es Importante, ¿cierto?
Yes.
Sí. Okay, can you tell our listeners a little bit about that song and when it'll be coming out so they can check it out
and how they can listen to it?
Yeah, well, it's already out. It's in all digital platforms, and it's a song that it's a love song that for me is kind of weird. Like maybe I write love songs, but it's in a different way. This one is so personal, and I don't know. It's different from what I think I used to write. But it started in a plane unexpectedly. And I started writing. I didn't expect that a song, or most part of what a song is, was going to come out. But I liked what I was writing, and I liked the feel, and I like that it's very intimate. But it's, you know, about those times that you try to negotiate with your mind and your heart. Like when you need to let go of someone that is taking over of your thought or your mind and you don't know like how to do it. And maybe you are in between what you're supposed to do and what you want to do. And you try to combine those things together, but it doesn't work. And that's when you need to decide to, okay, you need to go. So that's basically what the song's about, you know, about letting go people that for some reason you connect with. And even if it's real or not, they take a big space in your mind and they suddenly like, get accommodated in that space and
yeah,
and then they suddenly like over. You exactly, and you feel like okay. Exactly.
I do want to say, because I watched your music video for this, I love it so much, and everything you just said, everything you just said, of course I love it, but everything you just said, it's so interesting. It's such a personal private message and like a relief, like right? Like you're growing a growing person. But the video, I don't know if like, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who hasn't seen it yet. Can we spoil music videos?
Can you spoil?
It's an art piece, but like yeah. The, like, let's say the audience in the video for who you're singing to, it's almost, it's not for them. It's for you mm-hmm. to be yeah. singing. And I loved it. I thought it was beautiful.
Thank you.
And there's a moment in it, in a bathroom that I now want to remodel my, I want that bathroom in my life.
Love a good
me
bathroom.
Too. I do. Well, the video was directed by Cesar Berrios.
Okay.
And the whole idea came from my brother Gabriel, who is part of my creative team. That is my sister Milena, my brother Gabriel, and Ismael Cancela and myself. So we worked the idea together with the director, and that's what we wanted to portray, you know, this girl that goes to this like familiar place that she goes to like every week, and everyone knows who she is. They have her drink, you know, ready, and she just like let herself out, you know. She doesn't care about the people that are around her, you know. She knows that they're like almost family to her in a way. She just uses her space to let go of mm-hmm. what she wants to let go of without any judgment. And mm-hmm. she just works that out. And I think it's healing for us to do that.
Definitely. Very listen, I'm going to have to add this to my, it's called my breakup soundtrack, or not soundtrack, playlist. I call it Triste Pero Feliz, because in the end you end up happy. But follow up question to the song, did you let him go? Did you let him go? Did you cut?
Oh my!
I don't know. I'm not sure. Ooh.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Wow. All right. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if you do that completely, but maybe most of it. Real. Maybe
that's real. That's real. That's so real.
Honestly, we can all relate.
I'm like, we're all like, triggered.
Spend a little more time in that bathroom in the video, yeah. And then like.
Yeah, like caress it a little more.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Pues, so I also wanted to ask you again, like you mentioned earlier, you guys grew up listening to a lot of these artists, and then, you know, you became this famous group, and now, you know, you are doing your solo career as well now. Who are some artists that you would love to collab with? If you could just pick whoever, ooh, like English, Latinx, it doesn't matter, like whatever, like who would you want to collab with?
I don't know. I like every time they ask me that question, I never know how to answer, because like for me, I never like to expect things, you know? Like sometimes, because you don't know, like I like many artists, you know, but at the same time, like when it's about like your music or a collaboration, for me, it's so intimate. Like you, sometimes like there's a voice that comes out, like you, like the color of someone's voice, like maybe it fits in a song and maybe that person doesn't want to, and then you have to like think of another, So I don't know, like, but I think like the most of the people that I would love to collab with, unfortunately, they're dead. So,
mira, spoken like a true artist, because that's real. That yeah. makes a lot of sense.
I yeah. but still, I hope to collaborate. I don't know. Like, I always answer like poorly with the collabs, but yeah, I hope to collab with people, you know. It's something that I'm trying to get used to. I sometimes see myself like as a lone wolf, but at the same time, I love the connection that you can make. So I don't know many people. I don't that. Want to expect yeah. anything. Right. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Because it's about the artistic partnership. That I yeah. love that. Yeah. But listen, exactly. we'll just get a Ouija board and then, yeah. you know, maybe oh. we'll do a collab with someone who's been deceased. You
yeah.
know?
Yeah. Oh, Mira, there you go.
Ooh. I was like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, okay, I know. I was like, okay, wait, what's happening?
Are we yeah, me too.
Are we throwing a brujería party? I'm down. Let's do it.
Oh, my God.
Que le entre el santo y te canta la canción y todo.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Pues, muchas gracias por estar con nosotros. We are so excited to, you know, continue watching and listening to your amazing songs. And also, like, you know, thank you again for all the stuff that you do as an advocate, you know, for mujeres, trans women, like just everybody, because it's so important to see, you know, our people out there like speaking up for everything, you know, that's important, you know. So where
thank you.
Yeah, where can people follow you on the social media, and is there anything that you want to plug before we go?
I don't know, but in social media, I'm in Instagram, I'm at Cabralu, that is Cabralu, and in Twitter, I'm at Ilevitable. Ilevitable.
Okay,
I mean, spelling that, it's hard for me.
It's okay. Well, I'm like, we'll tag you when we
we'll
do the
tag
post.
It. Don't yeah, worry.
I'm like exactly. No se preocupe, que con mi nombre nobody can ever find it. awesome. Thank you again. And also for our listeners, if you guys want to follow us on social media, we are at Spanish Aquí Presents on IG and on Twitter at Spanish Aquí. And you can follow me at Raisa Licea on Instagram and on Twitter.
And you can follow Carlos at Of Course It's Carlos on Instagram. And you can follow me at Ozzymo on Instagram and Twitter.
You can follow me at Calle Ocho. Just kidding. I'm at the Tony Roderick.
That was good.
Thank you.
Like
I'm
one.
Surely
like
that exists. There's a Calle Ocho handle, I'm sure of it.
I'm yeah. sure.
It's not
Cuban,
me.
Some Cuban in Miami has it.
Well, claro. I'm at the Tony Roderick on IG and Twitter. Ile, gracias so much for doing this. So yeah. delightful
gracias
talking to you.
Gracias, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.